Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to review a bunch of different things, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it. Even if you think I'm going too fast for you, it will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So find your pencil and write your name at the top of your paper. Remember to write neatly. I will too. Practice your printing. Make it nice. And then you can put your pencil down because we are going to do some coloring first. If you look at the top of your page, you're going to see the laundry room. Maybe you have one in your house. I have more of a laundry closet, but it's where families do their laundry and wash clothes. So in the picture, you might see this. Mom. Some moms do the laundry. Some dads do laundry, grandmas, grandpas, even some older kids have to do their laundry. But look at this mom. She's going to do the laundry. It looks like it's her job here. So let's color her hair brown. Color her hair brown. She looks like a very nice mom who's going to wash clothes for her kids. In this house where I live, I do the laundry. It's okay. I don't mind it. The hardest part is putting all the clothes away. You can ask anybody. That's the hardest part. Other than that, it's pretty easy because the machines do the work for you. So mom ends the same way as it begins. What sound is at the beginning and the end of mom? You got it. M. M. Mom. What if we took the M in mom away and changed it to Tom? Mom has a son named Tom. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. Let's give mom a pink shirt. Let's give mom a pink shirt, even her collar. Got it? Found your pink crayon. Okay. What if we took, I'm trying to think, what if we took, you know what? I can't even come up with anything. My brain is just not working at the moment. So you keep coloring pink while my brain keeps thinking. Okay, what if we change the M in mom and the T in Tom to L? What word would you have? Lom. Is that a real word or a nonsense word? Yeah, that's a nonsense word. I don't know what a lom is. Let's give the mom blue jeans. Let's give her some blue jeans. Color her jeans blue. Lom is a nonsense word, but it belongs in the Tom and Mom and Om word family. They rhyme because they end the same. Now, what if we took lom and changed the ending sound in lom to t. So instead of lom, it would be lot. You got it. Let's give mom some brown shoes. Give mom some brown shoes. Okay, put down your brown crayon. Boys and girls, do you see the machines? Machine begins with M, just like mom. Machines. One is a washing machine and one is the dryer. Your washing machine or where you get your clothes washed might look different. But the washing machine in this picture is closest to the mom. It's closest to the mom. It doesn't have the circle in the front. Let's color it gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, you can use your pencil or you can use your black crayon really lightly. You don't want to color very dark. Color really lightly. Don't color the buttons. It's okay if you already did, but let's leave those buttons alone for right now. So we're coloring the machine closest to the mom. It's the washing machine. What letter sound does washing begin with? Washer. W, washer. Washer, it's the washing machine. We're coloring it gray. We're leaving the buttons alone, but we're coloring it gray. Okay, the machine sitting next to the washer, farthest away from the mom, is the dryer. Let's color that one also. Don't color the buttons, but go ahead and color that gray as well. This one is the dryer. Dryer begins with dryer. I'm going to leave the inside circle blank for right now. If you already colored it, it's totally fine. Do not panic. Do not panic. It's fine. So dryer begins with d, d, d. We're trying to leave those buttons alone. We're trying not to color them. Take two more seconds. Two, one. Okay, find your purple crayon. Now we're going to color the buttons, but we're going to count them and color. If you already colored them, color on top. Count and color. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Eight buttons in all. How many were on the washing machine? Four. One, two, three, four. And how many are on the dryer? Four. One, two, three, four. So four plus four equals how many in all? Eight. Count them again. Touch and point. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Four and four make eight, and it's a double. Okay, what about this object? Shelf. Shelf. There's a shelf above the washer and dryer. Let's color the shelf brown. Go around anything that's on the shelf and color the shelf brown. Shelf begins actually with an SH digraph sound. I don't know if you've learned about that yet, but it's an SH digraph sound, like sh. Shelf. SH together says sh. Like shy. I'm not shy. I like to talk to everybody. Go ahead and put down your brown crayon. When I was coloring the shelf, I saw something else that begins, or I saw something that begins with b, b. I saw something. Do you see it on the shelf? It begins with b. Basket. It's a laundry basket. Let's color that basket orange, the one on the shelf. Color that basket orange. Basket begins with the letter B. And we could put clothes in our basket, or we could put something else that begins with the letter B in our basket. I just thought of something you could put in this basket that begins with the letter B. Can you think of one? No, not bugs. Books. You could put books. A basket would hold books. I have a lot of baskets at school that hold books. Do you see another basket in the picture? Yeah, it's down here on the floor. Let's color that one red. Color the basket on the floor red. Can you sound out red for me? So know the word red for me. It has three sounds. Red. Red. Good job. Basket begins with the letter B. Books begins with the letter B. If we had colored this a different color, we could have colored it with a color that begins with the letter B. What color begins with blue? All right, put down your red crayon. Here is another object in our picture that begins the same way as shelf. It's shirt. 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 Do you see the shirt hanging up on the wall? Let's, before we color it, find, oh, let's do green. Find your green crayon, and I want you to draw, ready? I want you to draw five stripes going across the shirt with your green crayon. One, go across. Two, three, four, five. Good job. And then put down your green crayon, and let's color the rest of the shirt blue. color the rest of the shirt blue around your stripes. Shirt and shelf both begin with the SH sound. Sh and shy. Shirt, shelf, shy. Okay, so we have a blue and green striped shirt hanging on the wall. All right, put down your blue crayon. Do you see the hanger hanging up with no shirt? It's above the washer. Let's color that hanger purple. Find a purple crayon and color the hanger with no shirt on it purple. What letter sound does hanger start with? Hanger. Yes, it begins with the letter H. Hanger. You have to put your clothes on a hanger. If you don't fold them and put them in the drawers. And that, my friends, is the hardest part of laundry. It's the hardest part. Okay, what about this? It's on the shelf, and it actually begins with the sound I. It begins with the sound I, not eh. It begins with the long vowel sound I. It's an iron. It helps get the wrinkles out of your clothes. Let's color that iron red. Any kind of red. I'm going to actually use my violet red. That's an iron. You probably shouldn't use it unless you have adult supervision because it gets super hot. Now, I have a friend that does not like to iron. So she always puts her clothes in the dryer to fluff them up to get the wrinkles out. But I like to iron. I actually don't mind it, and I iron my clothes a lot. Iron, iron starts with I. What does it end with? Iron. Yes, it ends with the letter N. Put down all your crayons. We're going to color one last object. Are you ready? Rug. Rug. Yep, rug. We're going to color our rug two colors. We're going to color it blue and red. You decide how you want to color it, but I want you to use two colors, blue and red. This is the rug in the laundry room. What letter sound does laundry begin with? Laundry. Yes, it begins with the letter L. Can you think of another word that begins with the letter L? Laundry. Lot. A lot of laundry to do. It is never ending because you wear clothes every day. So you have to keep doing the laundry. Ah. All right, put down all your crayons in three and two and one. Find your pencil. We are going to do some work at the bottom of our page. Are you ready? Okay, look at the first picture at the bottom. It's a hanger. What letter sound is at the beginning of hanger? H. Go ahead and write the letter H. It could be a capital or it could be a lowercase. Scoot over. We have basket. Basket. What letter sound is at the beginning of basket? Yes, the letter B. I'm going to write a lowercase, so I'm going to put my bat and then my ball, so I know my B is facing in the right direction. Scoot over. I see a shirt. Shirt. But hold on. We're going to put the last sound, the ending sound that we hear in shirt. What's the last sound in shirt? Yes, the letter T. And then scoot over, that's an iron. What's the ending sound in iron? Yes, the letter N. Let's check it. You should have an H written down for hanger, B for basket, T for the ending sound in shirt, and N for the ending sound in iron. Okay, look at the sentence. Do you see the circles under each word? We're going to point to the circles while I read the words. And I see a question mark at the end, which means I need to use my question voice. Ready? You point to the circles. I'll read the sentence. Where is your red shirt? I'm asking you a question because there's a question mark at the end. Point to the circles again and I'll read it again. Where is your red shirt? Okay, this time you read with me and point. Where is your red shirt? You have to use your question voice. Can you find the word is in the sentence and color the circle underneath the word is? It's. Spell it for me if you're coloring in the circle. Yep, I-S. It's the second word in our sentence. I-S is. Find the word red and color in the circle under the word red. You can color with your pencil. R-E-D. Red. What are the letters in red? Spell red for me. R-E-D. Last word I want you to find. Shirt. Shirt. It begins with our SH sound. Color in the circle. Shirt. Can you spell shirt for me? S-H-I-R-T. Shirt. It's the last word. Count the circles to find out how many words are in this sentence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 5 words in this sentence. Where is your red shirt? Now look at the shirt. The shirt in our picture that we drew green stripes on, we made 5 stripes. On the shirt next to our sentence, well, you make 6 stripes with your pencil. 1, make them go across. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 6 stripes going across with your pencil. Okay, scoot down. We have some ladybugs. We are going to have our ladybugs go in order, number order, counting one by one. But look at the first ladybug. How many spots does it have? It has 3. So scoot over. We need to draw 4 spots on this ladybug. Go. 1. Nice big round spots. 2. With your pencil. 3. 4. So our first ladybug has 3. Next is 4. How many do we need to draw on this one? 5. Go ahead and do it. Nice big round fat spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, go back to the first ladybug. 3, then 4, then 5. Look at this ladybug. It's already done. How many spots are on there? Let's count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So our first ladybug is 3, then 4, then 5, then 6. How many do we need to draw on this one? 7. Go ahead, draw 7 spots. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Scoot over. What comes after 7? How many do we need to draw on this ladybug? Yep, 8. Draw 8 for me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So start at the beginning ladybug. We have 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And you did it. You did the whole thing with me. That's because you rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.